It's an honor and privilege to be welcoming everybody back to the CAPS podcast series. Today we have with us Alex Harrison.
I am Alex Harrison, a staff clinician at CAPS.
And Alex is going to be talking to us today about some of the work that he does working with the LGBTQ plus population. One of the first questions that I was curious about was, can you speak to some of the trends that you've been seeing in some of your work?
So, for example, gender identity, there's a lot of questioning around gender identity. We see a lot of clients who come in questioning their gender identity and maybe difficulty in coming out related to sexual orientation. And sometimes also there's the combination of I'm struggling with my gender identity, or I identify in a way that society doesn't necessarily view as quote unquote normal. And then in addition, there's also conversation around medical concerns and whether or not trans-identified individuals want to pursue hormone replacement therapy. Sometimes clients come in and we have conversations about whether or not they want to pursue any type of surgery so that they can feel more comfortable with the gender identity that they identify with.
Alex, it sounds like you're doing some really important work with your clients, and I'd be curious to know what stands out to you in some of the work.
So what I really value about working with this specific population is that oftentimes I meet with students who they identify as part of the LGBTQ plus population, and they have never come out to anybody in their lives. And then they come and meet with me for therapy, and I'm the first person that they've come out to, and I find that to be a very special and rewarding experience. And what I've really valued is being able to see so much growth in clients that I've worked with who are struggling and coming to terms with their sexual orientation and their gender identity, and coming to a place where they feel more comfortable opening up to others. A lot of times there are concerns with family, religion, friends, how people are going to respond if they were to come out. And one thing that I've really enjoyed doing is the LGBTQ plus group at CAPS. In addition to having the support of the facilitators in the room, having the supportive environment of others who have gone or are going through similar situation.
It seems like the group that you're offering is a really supportive space for folks. And I'd be curious to know what other elements of growth and development tend to be covered.
Clients tend to really value having that support. And during when I do the group each semester, oftentimes there are people who come into the group and they haven't come out to family, they haven't come out to friends. And then as they progress through the group during the course of the semester, due to having the supportive individuals in the group and support of the facilitators, some people take huge leap outside of their comfort zone and end up coming out or feeling more comfortable with their sexual orientation or gender identity. And just seeing such progress with these clients is amazing, honestly. And I find it so rewarding.
It's pretty amazing that the group is impacting you in this kind of way and is leaving you with these feelings. I'm also interested in knowing what complexities exist when working with the LGBTQ plus population.
So I think one of the difficulties with this particular population is that, you know, in the 1950s, 1960s, unfortunately, this was a time in which identifying as gay was viewed as a disorder. So homosexuality was classified as a disorder. We've made a lot of progress regarding mental health treatment. Having said that, I think there are still some disparities and unequal treatment among LGBTQ groups or LGBTQ clients trying to seek care. I think overall, there has been a lot of change in mental health, and I think that there have been a lot more positive attitudes towards being more inclusive of the LGBTQ plus community.
And Alex, I was hoping you could speak to some of the relevant statistics that are prevalent with this population.
The fear of coming out and being discriminated against for sexual orientation, gender identity, this can contribute to feeling depressed, maybe even some post-traumatic stress, thoughts of suicide and substance abuse. For LGBTQ plus people aged 10 to 24, suicide is one of the leading causes of death, and LGBTQ youth are 4 times more likely, and questioning youth are 3 times more likely to attempt suicide, experience suicidal thoughts, or engage in self-harm than heterosexual people.
Those are some important statistics that not only our campus community, but really the field of mental health should be paying attention to. And I'd be curious what you would say to a prospective client who might be a little hesitant regarding coming in for services.
So if a student is interested in mental health support, I would definitely encourage that student to come with questions that they can ask the provider. And to, you know, and I know this can be challenging, but to feel like you can share any concerns that you may have working with that provider or just being in counseling or mental health treatment in general. If an LGBTQ plus identified individual meets with a counselor or a mental health provider, I think upon leaving that session, trying to reflect on, like, did this person seem at ease with me? Was this a comfortable interaction? Did this person openly talk about my sexuality or gender identity? Was I comfortable in the room speaking with this person about these parts of my identity?
Alex, so seeing as how this population is represented across the globe, are there other resources available?
In addition to supports from George Mason University, I think it's important to also think of supports outside of the university. I think family and social support are key in helping LGBTQ plus identified individuals. So some off-campus supports include the It Gets Better campaign, the Trevor Project, which provides a national 24-hour toll-free confidential suicide hotline for LGBTQ youth. And the Trevor Project also provides an online chat and confidential text messaging. I am Alex Harrison, a staff clinician at CAPS.